heal them.
Amen.
That's a healing scripture too.
It is. It's an all include whatever.
Not only a weapon, it's our healer. It's a healing thing too.
Oh, we out for the weapon now.
I know.
We're talking about
it's healing. It heals your body too.
Yeah, whatever you need.
Amen.
Whatever you need. He said, I will create the fruit of your lips. Who creates that, Adam? He said, see, many times, you know, we think that we bring up the praise. It's just like the tongues of the Holy Spirit.
That's what I'm thinking. I know personally, when I've prayed in the Spirit a lot, praise and worship is just so much more needing to me. Comes so much quicker just automatically.
Okay. He creates those tongues for you. You don't have to try to create those tongues. And you think thankful for that? That you don't have to try to create those tongues. So he creates the fruit of the lips. The fruit that he asks you to offer of your lips in Hebrew, the 13th chapter. He said, I even create them for you. He said, I will create them for you.
Yes.
I will do it.
Amen.
Let the Holy Spirit brings up. You know, sometimes you just bring up hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. And you don't really know. It's kind of like Ray. Ray was saying, I don't know where all that was coming from. I said, Ray, it was coming from the Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes we don't want to give the Holy Spirit credit. Not that we don't want to get it credit. We hadn't learned that it's Holy Spirit doing this, not you. You're thinking, you know, that just came up, you know. But he said, I will create the fruit of your lips. Let me create them. I will create. But see, you got to yield yourself to him. Yield yourself to him. And he know. Now that's what Jehoshaphat then was saying. They didn't get that just for themselves. It was created for them. That was created for him.
Yes, the Lord is good. His mercy forever endures at it. For the Lord is good. His mercy is forever. His mercy forever endureth is at it.
Yeah, but that was created.
Amen.
For them.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit wants to create your worship just like he creates your speaking in tongues. But you got to flow in that. You got to yield yourself to that. So most of the time we didn't know that. We're about to move into the greater glory. So I thought I really needed to teach that. You had something to say, brother?
I've seen people in worship the Lord and get the most beautiful songs I ever heard came when people were just worshiping God, and then the words just came out in order.
Oh, glory. Mm-hmm.
And when I used to work with sound, I used to try to catch them.
Yes.
So they can do it again.
Yeah.
Sometimes people forget them and they can't do it again. Yeah. But I've seen that happen. Mm-hmm. And it's about this album, you just have to catch it, you have to record it, and then you can sing it again.
Uh-huh. That's good. That's really good. But it's very important that we know that the Holy Spirit can create the fruit of our lips.
Yes.
Yeah.
He wants to create them.
Yeah.
We think, oh, somebody said, I'm trying to praise, I'm trying to worship him, but I just don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. Relax and lean and rely on the Holy Spirit.
Yes, amen.
They didn't know that. But, you know, I got before the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm not satisfied with the way people teaching. You know, they're not teaching the people like they really need to be taught.
I'm telling you, the enemy is running amok, tearing up, and doing all that.
And I was very displeased with, and I said, come on, Holy Spirit, we got to teach them a little. If the greater glory is coming, they got to know how to yield. And know what to bring it on and how to let you be what you need to be to them. Because people don't teach this enough.
And you know, also, it needs to be taught. But I learned to worship and praise God and not being taught. I did it on my own. So it's both. You don't rely on just the teacher. You have to stay in God's presence.
It's good. It's good. Because see, sometimes
I never interceded travail and pain. I heard not any teacher know anything till God just did it. Like David was talking about the other day.
But you were seeking.
Seeking God. Exactly.
You were seeking for it.
So we need both. We need
but
teaching.
Then you also need to know why you're doing what you're doing.
Right.
So that the enemy can't steal from you. When you don't know what you're doing, how you're doing it.
That is so good.
The enemy will steal from you. He would take from you.
But you can see the teaching in the world, and it can plant and have water. But you've got to put that. You've got to have that personal contact with God to follow up with.
You do. You have to take it and use it personally.
One plants, one waters, and that's good. Everything's good.
But what I'm saying,
we need in this church, and we've got it, is a complete awakening to the things of God. When we have our prayer group,
come on,
we praise, we shout, we holler, we all in one accord pray in tongues. We are one art recipient from glory to glory. So come, you know. So what you're saying is right, Mary. The teaching's good. We need it. But it's more than just teaching.
What I'm saying, the people of God could be much further than what they are. Everybody's not going to come to a prayer group.
That's exactly.
Everybody's not going to, do those things. But the church could be much further if we understand these things.
Amen.
Everybody's not going to be a mere reward that's going to reach out. And just get.
But everybody is. I'm not. Saying,
it's available.
You don't need to be a Mary Ward. You need to be a Mary. You need to be whatever God has for every one of us. We're a body fit with going together. Thank God everybody's not Mary Ward.
Okay.
But I can remember what I used to be, and it took me falling in love.
Hold up, my time is about out here. I'm way out. So just hold up. I'm saying that sometimes people don't reach out. Like that. I'm not saying they have to be you because God wants us to be ourselves. It was just some kind of little example to kind of let you know that everybody's not going to do it like you do it. Everybody's not going to reach out. The more you know, he said, my people are destroyed because of lack of what?
Read the next verse, because they have refused to walk in my paraphrase.
They have rejected it. If they have rejected it, if they have rejected, they don't have the knowledge. If you reject it, you don't have it. Okay, my time is about up. Y'all going to have to let me finish. Bring an end to it. That's okay. To bring an end to it. If you have rejected, you ain't got the knowledge. That's one. That's what Paul prayed for the people of Ephesians. That they have a revelatory knowledge. That it would reveal to them. The things of God. We've got to have a revelatory knowledge. We have to seek after these things. And I know we have some words that's going to be taught that's time released. You're going to get it at a certain time, like even Peter on the day of Pentecost. He said, this is that. My God, I've been studying this for a long time, but this, all this time, I've read this, I saw this. You know, time after time, but this is that Joel was been talking about. I've been reading this all the time and have not got that divine revelation. It was a time release on that. Because if Peter had got it any time early, he would have messed it up. If he had got it before the Holy Spirit fell on them, he would have messed that up. But he got it at a certain time. He began to see right before his eyes. Hey, this is it, you know. I never really, he read Joel. He thought he had a good recollection of Joel, but he didn't. He said, I really didn't. He said, now I understand what Joel was saying. And that last day I pour out my spirit upon my sons and daughters. I know my time is up, but this is something that we got to release. I'm going to give Thurston sometime. Apostle, just walk on up. As I talk, just walk on up.
Maybe you're supposed to have the whole time, and he does.
Just walk on up.
The Holy Spirit just.
But he will create a worship in, he'll create the fruit of your lips.
Amen.
He said, I'll create them. Because he knows what you need at that time. And he knows how to bring us into praise and worship with God Almighty.
Yes.
He knows. We really don't know how to praise and worship. We really don't. So he teaches us. He trains us. He brings us into this. A lot of things I learned on my own, nobody taught me but the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Because I'm a really hungry and thirsty person for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I don't like no just no. And I like really deep teaching.
Yes.
It don't have to be what the rabbi said, this and that and all that. But I want to know what Jesus and the Holy Spirit is saying. Mm-hmm. I want to know that.
I want to understand it too. I want that understanding because that is so, what is so needed for us to be able, for his purpose to be fulfilled in this earth from the church. From us.
That's good. That's good. That's good. I like that. That's real good. You're hungry for that. But we're just going to let the Holy Spirit create the fruit of our lips.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Apostle.
Oh, yeah. You know, this is like a tag team. Because I'm going to pick her right where she left off. I'm over there laughing.
That's good. That's good.
Page 109. In the book, presenting the Holy Spirit. Now, we're at page 109. Look at the first sentence. It starts off saying, only the Holy Spirit can help us to follow these principles.
What so page? Give them that page again.
109.
109, okay.
Only the Holy Spirit can help us to follow these principles so we can learn to please God in all we do. Mm-hmm. Mary is right. The Holy Spirit will give us the praise. He will give us the words, just like when we pray in the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. We're yielding to him, and he gives us utterance.
Amen.
And the utterance, within the utterance, is a victory anointing.
Whoa, boy, that's good. That's good.
That's it.
Whoa.
That is it.
He's going to help you pray for the what you need the most.
Yes.
And I remember God is looking at everything, even through time. He sees all around you, where you're going, who you're going to meet, the people that's going to be in your path. And he calls you to pray for the most appropriate things that you would ever need so that you can meet time in faith.
Uh-huh.
And he will help you do this. Praise does the same thing. Praise helps us focus on the Lord. Praise helps us. See, our faith is always on.
Glory.
I got saved in the last Friday of May in 1983. I don't remember what date that was, but it was the last Friday of May in 1983. From that time to now, my faith has been on.
Glory.
You could ask me any moment between that time and now, who is Christ? He's my Lord. My faith is on. Mm-hmm. When I pray in the Holy Spirit, I yield myself to him.
Uh-huh.
He prays through me. When I worship him, I yield myself to him, and he gives me utterance to worship him.
Amen.
That's what Mary is saying. These leads will take us further in life.
Yes.
You can learn some things from the Holy Spirit as you praise and worship him. Uh-huh. That kind of communion, it can take you further if you pay attention to him. He will give you words. You will find yourself worshiping God. Just like sometimes I find myself saying things about the Holy Spirit. While I'm teaching, I'm learning. It didn't come from my mind. It came from his heart.
Amen. That's
and
all, good.
And once it does, capture it. Hold on to it.
Lord, I wish I had a new time back then, but
I'm glad I listened
back.
Yeah. And you have to catch it.
Yeah.
And when you do, things can go. The Lord does things by principles. He's foundational. Everything with God, he's foundational. People have worried themselves. They've gotten in fear.
Uh-huh.
They put pressure on themselves.
Uh-huh.
And they never had to. Yielding to the Holy Spirit is following God.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for that confirmation.
when you yield to him, that's the key.
That's the key.
He will prepare you foundationally. He will give you all the necessary revelation you need.
Yes, he is. He's doing it.
And when you act on it, you're doing it in the earth. You're acting on it. When he anoints you to do something, when he gives you something to do, an anointing to do it is in it. It's always in it. It's in the instruction. If he say, just like with Henry Gruber, he called him full-time ministry.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And told him to pray and walk the streets of places he'd given.
Uh-huh.
He'll walk and pray in the streets of London or England or America or, you know, different cities. And he pray and walk and witness about Jesus and teach people. And this was an assignment. He went to the most dangerous places, but he had intercessors at home. This was not just a whim. This was an assignment.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He went where special forces people wouldn't go. He walked through woods. That was, if you got bit by an ant, you'd be dead in a minute. Mm-hmm. And the special forces people said, that went with him, said, we're not going anymore. He went. The anointing is in the instruction. Whatever he tell you to do, you're anointed. When you begin, whatever you need will be added. Financial. Whatever you need in finances, that'll be added too. Everything's added as you act on it.
Ooh, it's added as you
act on it. Added as you act on it.
That's good.
That's confirmation.
That's good.
And the Lord always tell people to do impossible things.
Oh my God. That's good.
The revelation you need will be multiplied when necessary and added when necessary.
Amen.
As you act on it. People are missing out. Mary's on to something big because this is why people are missing out. The Holy Spirit gives us the promptings. He gives us the language. He gives us the prayers and the praise. And people that we can be so focused on our daily routine or success or how we think it should be, patterning ourselves after others and miss what God is doing. And that's what happens most of the time. But when we yield to the Holy Spirit, what will happen, the Lord will start giving us assignments.
Amen.
I believe everybody should have some kind of assignment.
Amen.
But they follow the yielding of the Holy Spirit. And the instruction has an anointing in it. And the prosperity, all the prosperity you'll need. It's not by might. It's not what I can produce. It's not by power. It's not what other people can produce. But it's by the Holy Spirit. And you will be fully supplied to carry out what you need to carry out. Even if the Lord has to transport you like he did Jonah. Whatever you need will be added, multiplied, given, whatever is necessary.
That's good.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for helping us to go forward. Help us to do all that's in your heart. Everything. Help us to do and be all that you will have us to be. And help us to use these last moments wisely. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When we welcome his presence,
yes,
he'll keep doing it. He'll keep,
amen,
he'll continue the process.
Yes.
We have to welcome what he prompts.
Amen.
We have to welcome what he brings to us.
And acknowledge what he's doing.
Yeah.
You are so on point with that, and this is so good for us to you know, really you know, follow what Mary was saying about. Understanding that,
mm-hmm,
because some of us, I'm sure, have had encounters that were just supernatural,
mm-hmm,
just blowing your mind, but then I didn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Then I didn't know how to steward that.
Yeah, I didn't know how to steward it.
Yeah.
I just didn't know how to steward it.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened way before I got to this church.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I just remember that scripture. that the Holy Ghost would make intercessions mm-hmm. when you do not know what to pray. So it was chaos all around mm-hmm. the situation where me and the children were. And I was like, Lord, this is crazy. That somebody need to do something. Mm-hmm. But I remember the scripture that when you do not know what to pray for, that the Holy Ghost would make intercessions. Mm-hmm. And I was reading about the tongues, mm-hmm. and Paul was talking about that he had them more than, you know, mm-hmm. all of them. And so
we're closed out, but thank you for coming.
I began to pray in the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. And when I started praying in the Spirit, that situation mm-hmm. was just totally annihilated. It mm-hmm. just shut down, and I was like, whoa, mm-hmm. you know. But yeah. I knew it was supernatural. It was nothing. I was just yielded. Mm-hmm. I was just yielded. But yes, I still didn't know to, after that.
I had the same kind of things to happen. And then you have the greatest forms of success. And I would be surprised, and, mm-hmm. and it just blow your mind to look at it. And then I go back and ask the Lord questions. Uh-huh. I said, Lord, how teach me about
this. That's what I needed to do, Brother Thurston. Uh-huh. But when I got here, mm-hmm. and the Holy Spirit was being taught, you know, faith and, you know, different mm-hmm. things that I was, like you say, searching.
And that's important.
Y'all, we're going to have to dismiss. We're going to help. It's
so good.
But that's good, sister. That's really good.
I'll tell you what.
I appreciate that.
Good teaching. You know, yes. Foundational teaching is here. Pastor teaches foundational.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of, I say every Christian at some point have encounters with God, just like Sister Stephanie did. And they experience success in different parts of their life. But the way we secure it is with the same message of faith. Mm-hmm. It happens everywhere, but people don't know how to secure it and steward it because it takes a foundation of faith to secure it.
Yes.
But that'll be revealed if you keep seeking.
When they vote.
Y'all getting ready to have some encounters with the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. baby, that's going to blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to walk through some teaching here to kind of help you to know how to yield and to go forward and how to steward.
Yeah, that's
good.
We've had revival, but people didn't know how to steward.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And they let it, and they got away from it.
One thing about the old early church, they knew how to steward their revival.
Yes, they did.
You could see them all day long going to prayer, or coming from prayer, or meeting together, or taking communion. I mean, they steward.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Mary, I didn't mean to. We were on the same page. It just seemed like
y'all were.
We need the teaching because at the time when I fell in love with Jesus, I was receiving teaching too, mm-hmm. and like going in places and all. So we also need to add that people will fall in love with Jesus. Is mm-hmm. what I'm saying.
That's
like you, we've all in this room fallen in love with Jesus.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we did it through learning about Him too. His timing's got so. I didn't mean to sound like I didn't agree with you. But I also want to, the Lord dropped in my spirit, thank you for using that apostolic anointing that you have. Because we're all got our own way of teaching and doing all, but you can, people know what, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
It's good. It's so
and thank
good.
You for being close to God and using that anointing because the church really needs more apostles.
Yes, y'all. Yep.
We've got them out there. God's called them. But we need them to step forward. And that's something else we need to pray for. The gifts of the Spirit in operation to show the Lord and the different gifts of administration and the people that do the work of the ministry, the heads in the church. So thank you, Thurston, for using that. I mean, you don't know. You do know how what comes out of your mouth, and it's profound.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bless God.
Amen.
And I thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
God does have many other apostles. Most of the time, they try to get out of it.
Because they think you've got to be somewhere up by yourself to preach 200 churches.
No, it don't work.
Instead of everyone being in a church already in the body that's there, if it's 10 of them, they've got one.
That fivefold ministry is very important.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I'm so glad that you're staying planted. And, you know, Sister Mary having left us sometime.
That teaching ability she's got.
Yeah.
I've seen other people with that anointing, but they'll say they are pastor or something.
Yeah.
They don't want to say that. But they they can't.
The apostle.
The teaching needs to be done, like Mary said on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The apostles, most people think it's been done away with.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
But if the fivefold ministry, if he gave it to us then, we still need it.
Yeah.
He
said,
until the apostles come.
The missionary
all.
Out there does.
Yeah,
not this portion, but until we all.
That could be part of it, because, Paul did churches, but that's
it's
not
more than a missionary.
The compass of it. It's not a missionary.
Well,
a
he's
person.
Building the church.
Right.
The body.
Yes. That's a good thing. Yes.
The body.
Yes. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Not so much our time of building, but he's building the body.
Yes.
Amen.
Of the leader, the church. Mm-hmm. We are the church.
Yes, we are.
If we don't get it now, when? We the end time church.
We're about to be raptured out. So, whatever we do, we need to go.
As I always teach y'all, before he come back here for us, he going to come to us.
Woo, yep. Glory. Amen.
And we're going to glorify. The glory going to be seen on not so much his face, but our face.
Glory.
Yes, amen.
But beginning from being in his presence.
Yes, amen.
I think Sister Mary, like when we're at the beginning, because it's been like, I think maybe going on 12 years since we've been here. It took a minute to get to where God is positioning me. But I need to go into that prayer room, and the scripture that the Holy Ghost gave me from the Lord is Psalms 104.
Uh-huh.
Come into my house with thanksgiving, you know, in your heart, and praise on your lips. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So that was so like a teaching instruction for me, just prepping me, setting me up for that. And it helped me to really learn, okay, even though, you know, we don't know how to, but it was like, we come in here and we're gonna come in here with thanksgiving in our hearts. Thankful. And praise on our lips. We're gonna just start, you know, praising him, saying, thank you, Lord. You're so good, you're so awesome, you're so wonderful. Even though, you know, he is all that.
That's right.
He is all that. Mm-hmm. But you know, just to be in a continual, you know, it's consistent.
It can be consistent.
Consistency. Because it was a time when I pulled back because things were happening, troubles and trials, and
they were sent there to pull you back.
Yeah,
but you recognized it, thank God.
But it took a little.
Well, you know, you learned from it. You didn't take anything and learn from it.
You can have consistency because Jesus said the way you measure his word is the way it'll be measured to you. It's all on us. We can, what we put in motion, heaven put in motion.
Amen. So good to be.